realms of Senith.
Witches Get Stitches, the name of this episode. Well, mission accomplished. Let's go free Mordville. Oh, is there more? No? Mordville.
Well, what about my people, though?
Oh, I forgot you were here. All right. Mordville can wait.
Again.
Your son should probably get started, though.
Oh, all by himself. You guys despise us that much.
Well,
maybe it's for the best. Maybe you should go to Mordville.
Oh, well, that's suspicious now. Insight check. Got a 16.
I don't know. What are you trying to gauge from him exactly? Just if he's lying or?
Well, he's been kind of, you know, shady this whole time, you know? Oh, well, maybe you should go. He knows something he's not telling us. He's lying. Like, he's being deceitful, right?
Yeah, you're with your insight check, you're pretty sure he's hiding something still.
I don't really like this guy. Now, these guards that are here are our guards, not his, right?
Right.
Okay.
So he was in league with the witches. They were going to give him...
Well, that's the witch said.
Potions or something, and... She claimed that she had all of the people's stuff, but all we found was people and not any stuff.
It's all coming back.
Yeah, I think Alita should probably start doing the recaps.
Yeah, that was good.
So maybe it's time to question him some more.
All right. Is there a chair nearby where we are?
Oh, God.
That's not going to be the James Bond scene, is it?
Which scene is that?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, you find a chair, like a rocking chair that's sitting on the porch.
All right. Grab said chair, and I make him sit in it.
He sits in it, yeah. He doesn't protest.
Okay. And then I take out some rope, and I tie him to said chair.
Wait.
So just hold on. Shit. I keep tying him.
Oh, come on.
Shit. I keep tying him.
Oh. All right. All right. He quiets up and lets you finish.
All right. And then I instruct the cannon to crawl onto his lap and point right at him.
Okay.
Who does number two work for?
He blinks. Oh, can I talk now?
If you must.
I'm number one.
I slap him.
I'm the mayor.
Lies.
Look, okay, I'll confess it. I had to hire them, the witches. But I didn't hire them to take my people. And I don't know about this potion thing.
Slap. Lies.
No, why would I lie about this? I told you I hired witches. Who would lie about that?
You hired them to take your people. Why then?
No, I didn't hire them to take my people.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, I said I didn't hire them to take my people. I hired them to fight some bandits that were taking my people.
Are the people in this place bandits or citizens?
The citizens. And there was bandits on the road before. Well, they've pretty much gone since I've hired the witches, but then the witches started taking my people. And then they would, like, let them come back sometimes, but they haven't in a while.
So there was no people in the town?
Right now or previously? Are you asking him?
Like, right now?
You haven't seen anybody, no.
All right, where's his son?
Oh, God.
I think he's still back at the fortress, waiting for word about going to Mordville.
That's right, we talked him into going to Mordville. It's all coming back to me.
You changed his name, too.
Yeah, I forget what we changed it to.
Mimsy.
Maybe Mimsy should start out early. What do you guys think?
All by himself.
Yep, he can take care of the mummies and the zombies and the... Right?
Yeah, should think so.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should talk about this over breakfast.
Slap. Lies.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh. It was him, right?
Yeah, he was trying to ventriloquist, yeah.
It was like a witch standing there. How many witches did you hire in all?
Five.
Idiot.
So where are the others?
Where'd you hire them anyways? Craigslist?
Is that the name of that adventure board in town we passed?
Yeah.
It's Craigslist.
Oh, you don't want to check out the Craigslist in Elkwood? Oh, my God. Well, they're wood witches. They're in the woods.
Before I slap them, do I know that there's such a thing as a wood witch?
We can do an arcana check if you'd like.
All right, I will do that.
Well, anybody else can do like a history check.
I got a 25.
There's no wood witches now.
Slap. Lies.
Bullshit. No, they really live in the woods.
There's no such thing as a wood witch.
Okay, what do I roll for history?
It'd be a d20, and then you add your history modifier, which should be under intelligence.
Yeah, it's intelligence, and then plus your proficiency bonus if you have proficiency. You may not, however.
So if it's highlighted.
Oh.
Like if it has a dot next to it, if you're on Beyond.
It does have a dot.
And that means you.
But yeah. I still only made it to 8, so.
8 on the die?
Well, you know, it's 4 rolled, then 2 history, then 2 proficiency.
I was going to say she could slap him too if she wants. There's no such thing as wood witches.
Even if there was such a thing, she doesn't know about it.
I've certainly never heard of it.
21.
You've read stories from Eastern Era Fort about wood witches, but that wasn't like a specific type of witch. It was the nickname given to witches that lived in woods.
Tell me what kind of witches these are. Where are they? Who is your witch and what does he do?
I don't know what type of witch they are. They're the kind that will make bandits go away.
They're also the kind that kidnap your people and steal their stuff.
Yeah, but they usually give them back.
What usually?
So they're just borrowing people?
Yeah, I don't know what they want with them.
Well, they killed them.
Well, they killed these ones.
You realize that, right?
I can see it. That's why I went and hired you, because like they stopped coming back.
Sounds like you done fucked up.
Oh, this all started when I hired the bandits.
Why did you hire the bandits?
There was a bunch of bear attacks.
Ugh.
Did you hire the bears too?
No. Who would hire a bear?
I mean, you hired bandits instead of witches. I wouldn't be surprised if you hired the bears too.
Oh, my head hurts.
What do you want for the bears?
What I want from the bears, you asked?
A lovely picnic basket.
This ain't no laughing matter.
I beg to differ.
Oh my gosh. Water like one of my nose.
There once was an old lady who swallowed a fly. And I don't know why she swallowed a fly, but she thought perhaps she'd die. Well, then she swallowed a spider to get the fly. Still don't know why she swallowed the fly. You see where I'm going with this?
Then she swallowed a bear, and then a bandit, and then a witch.
So you will take care of him.
Is he for real?
It certainly wouldn't be for your sake.
Sidebar here. Let's leave him there.
Yeah, just leave him there, tied to the chair. I'm sure he can hire some bandits to get him out.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that ever again. Look, just, you can let me loose. Where am I going to go? I'm not going to run anywhere. Just don't leave me tied to a chair in front of a witch's house. Come on.
So inside, we're pretty sure that these villagers are dead, right?
There were 2 that were still breathing. I think we sent them off somewhere to get care.
Oh, okay. They have more insight to see if maybe more of these people are alive. If they're dead, like, I'm not going to go and, like, there's more pressing matters is what I'm saying.
We could head over to the healers and see if those 2 are conscious.
If they're alive, then, okay, maybe we go save them. But if there's a good chance that they're dead, like, you know, or do you guys think we should, like, go save them, go avenge them or save them regardless?
I guess the question is, are the 4 witches that are supposedly in the woods going to just keep slaughtering villagers?
No.
Or perhaps the villagers could just be safe if they stayed in their village instead of trying to run away now that the plague is done.
Yeah. So go to the healers then. Okay. Erevan, good with that?
Sure.
All right. Is there a horse around?
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Does it have like, was it like pulling a cart?
No. You guys had borrowed horses from the camp. The people that you found in the house is, I think you guys gave them to the guards who have put them onto horses as well. They were going to take them back to the fort.
Oh, they're still here?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're still here. They're still getting prepped to go.
I mean, are they unconscious or are they?
Well, you've heard one kind of mumbling a bit.
Oh, I'm going to make one of my famous soda pops because that always lifts your spirits.
Can I have one?
Shut up. Lies. So I'm going to use prestidigitation to flavor some water, and then I'm going to give it some bubbles, and I'm going to give it to that person. I just made Fago.
Ye old Fago.
Ye old Fago. Call this Red Pop.
All right, yeah. The guard helps them drink it and takes the... It's a middle-aged man that he takes off the horse and he says, yeah, I think he's strong enough to talk to you.
Somebody more delicate want to handle this? I don't know if slapping and calling him a liar is going to get us anything. Give him lies.
Hello there, sir. Are you from this village here?
Yeah, my family has lived here for generations now.
How far outside of the village did you make it?
Probably a couple miles with my wagon.
Did you have anything particularly valuable in your wagon?
Well, I mostly had farm animals.
Hmm.
Some chickens, and I think there was a goat, yeah. I mean, I know it's not like a magical wand or something super valuable for us. It was, you know, the start of a new life, along with some seed.
Had you heard of other villagers going missing?
Not until more recently, no.
So what did you hear more recently?
He tells you a couple stories about that seem kind of familiar to the circumstance that the mayor had mentioned, that as they were traveling, they don't make it to where they're going, and people that travel after them would find their abandoned wagons on the road.
Would their belongings still be in the wagon?
He says, not usually, no. Every once in a while, like a weapon would be left behind, or like clothing. But no, if they were carrying anything that was, you know, of any value whatsoever, it was gone. A farmer, which is what we were mostly.
Did you hear about bears in the area?
Bears? There hasn't been a bear attack for, I don't know, several, maybe over a year at this point.
What about bandits?
I believe the mayor sent some, or hired some mercenaries to take care of it, I believe is what he said he had done with our money.
Mercenaries? What would you think if it was something else after what you've been through?
I don't take the meaning. What do you mean other than mercenaries?
You said there was a creature casting a spell and roots took you. Does that sound like a mercenary to you?
No, that sounds like a monster, like a wood witch or something.
I slap him. Lies! I'm kidding. I slap the mayor and say lies.
So you have heard of wood witches in your area?
Yeah, but those stories are just meant to keep the kids out of the woods.
Why would they need to keep out of the woods?
Well, so they don't get lost or, you know, eaten by bears. Just keep them safe as they're wandering around, playing it during the day.
How big is your village?
Are you asking how many people? I would say there's about 79 families.
Okay.
I mean, as of...
Oh, that are left? So that's after people left, or...?
No, that's before people started disappearing. And, you know, before we started abandoning, right? Starting to move away. And he starts scratching, like, the side of his face. He's like, I think that's right. There was, you know, the JJs, the Jules, the GGs. And then just starts naming off a bunch of surnames.
Well, they're all gone now. Hey, what do you think of your mayor?
I don't know. Whenever there was an issue going on in town, he took care of it.
There's no families left, I say as I walk away.
He's like, what do you mean there's no families left?
Thank your mayor.
He's like, Cheya, what about Julia?
Should we ask the mayor how many people he thinks he's lost from the village?
There were 79 families and there's him and his son.
I mean, are there people hidden somewhere that we just don't see, or where are they?
No, there was a... There's some families over where we met, right?
We didn't see any, did we?
By Riverfort? Yeah, that's where I was staying.
Oh, where he was staying? Like the other town that wasn't his? Oh.
So you don't even know about the state of your own village right now?
I knew there was witches.
That you invited?
I didn't invite them. I just asked them to fight the bandits and get them to go away.
And what exactly did you offer them in return?
Oh, just a few trinkets here and there. And, I don't know, some hair.
Some what?
Hair. You know, on top of your head. Well, I didn't give them your hair.
Did any of the bodies in the house, were they missing hair?
Not that you recall. Nothing visible. He says, no, they not like whole clumps of hair. If I went around taking everybody's hair like that, they'd call me the hairy mayor.
I think they all got secret worst names for you.
Yes, I'm sure. Could you let me go, please? I don't feel comfortable tied to a chair.
I take a length of rope, tie it to the back of the chair, and I tie it to the pommel of the horse.
Oh, this is a bad idea.
I slap the horse's rump and make it go.
No! No!
Okay, let's go find some witches.
Do you think it's of any benefit to try and wake up the other person to get their account?
We can certainly try. I make another red pop. It worked the first time.
Okay.
Do like an arcana check, perhaps? Because you use prestidigitation to flavor it, right?
Yeah, and bubble it. 23.
He does seem to gulp down your contraption, but...
Concoction?
Yeah.
Can I make a medicine check to see if he's going to die?
You don't think he's going to die at this point. His bleeding, he's not like profusely bleeding or anything. He just looks pretty beat up and probably really hungry. He says, a bit weakly, he says, What do you need? What's going on?
I take a piece of dried meat out of my ration and I use prestidigitation to flavor it like a delicious steak. Here, eat this. You'll feel better.
Yeah, you see him just, he consumes it, just gobbles it down.
All in one bite.
Yeah, about one or two.
Save some for later, Charlie.
I'm Jade, who...
So Jade, what happened to you?
So I was on the road traveling and we got attacked by some bears.
What do you think in your vast knowledge of witch hunting culture, Erevan? I can only imagine because I have no idea your backstory. We've been traveling together for months. Like, are you a professional witch hunter? Because that's how I view you, is like a professional witch hunter.
I have never encountered a witch before.
Well, I was way wrong.
Yeah, I prefer to hunt books.
Do they cast spells? Books?
No.
Oh.
Sadly not.
How does one hunt a book? Like, do you have to stalk it?
You have to find it in a massive library.
Oh, so you must be a master at the Dewey Decimals.
Yeah.
All right. Exciting. So how does that translate into being a witch hunter?
It doesn't.
Oh, well, you've encountered at least one witch.
Yeah, yeah.
And you won.
I suppose that's a good sign then, right?
Yeah, so witch hunter it is. You hunt books and witches. So you can put that in your business card later. So back to Jade.
Craig's board.
Craig's board. Yep. I start writing a note. Erevan, book rare book hunter / will find witches.
Okay, so bears.
Yeah, yeah. He says the bears turned out to be druids of the forest who were attacking because they thought that we hired the witches to attack them. I didn't precisely know what was going on, but I kind of came in and out of consciousness here as you were talking to the mayor. But seeing as you launched him off on his own journey down the road by himself and tied to a chair, I imagine you aren't actually with him.
Well, I mean, every other word out of his mouth was a lie, so my hand was getting sore from slapping him so much.
Takes another sip of your drink. I didn't fare well in my fight with the druids, and they were dragging me off into the woods when they got attacked by what I suppose are the witches of the woods. And then they took me, and that's about where my memory ends, as I'm pretty sure they poisoned me.
You've had a rough few days.
He nods almost in tears as you say that. He says, yeah.
Well, you made it.
I may not look like I'm much right now, but if you give me a little while to collect myself, I can maybe help you. I know these woods fairly well. I know where not to go, and I imagine that's where you want to go.
You sure you're up for that?
He shrugs. He's like, I would not be much of a good village ranger if I didn't help.
Well, let's head back then, I guess. You guys want to take Jade's help?
Jade, did you dislike the mayor previously for some reason?
He's one of those people where problems seem to follow them wherever they go. Like, there's one problem and you come to him with it and another problem happens and then another one.
He suffers from what I like to call poor life choice. There's only one cure.
I hear it's a very deadly condition.
I imagine right now we see the horse kind of dragging him behind there with the...
he's like going over a hill right now screaming.
That's the cure right there.
Being tied to your rocking chair and sent off into the distance. Wasn't going to be the first thing I thought of, but I mean...
Hey, so I hear there's a vacancy in the mayor department. I don't know if anyone's interested in that.
No, I'm already the mayor of Mordville.
Sounds like you're vying for it there, Erevan.
I have a bunch of stuff I already have to do, too. I'm talking to these people. I'd prefer that we find, you know, another underground city and call it Airville.
I motion the guards. Hey, can you catch that asshole? sorry to do that to you.
They nod and they're like, all right, well, we'll take this one back with us as well. They're talking about the one that's not Jade. And they mount up and they're like, well, you sure you don't need any further assistance?
Well, I mean, let's go take a rest and let's figure it out.
Yeah, Jade needs a rest before he goes anywhere, so.
And if we're going to do that, I will cast Cure Wounds on him. That's my last spell. He gets 10 hit points.
Okay.
That should ease you a little bit until we can get back to town and get you a rest.
He nods. He says, much obliged. Out of character. Are you leaving this village and going back to the encampment of guardsmen?
Oh, there's a place we can fortify here, isn't there?
Yeah. I was just asking what's going on exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. You know,
there's got to be a place that we can fortify and rest and let Jade get all healed up before maybe geared up, if there's a place for that. But the mayor's still got to have his stuff, right?
Jade laughs and he says, well, I wouldn't trust anything in his home, though.
You think it's, like, bewitched?
I don't know. I mean, if he's making deals with witches, it's most likely they're keeping real close eyes on him.
Mm.
Perhaps the tavern, though.
All right. Do you have, like, a place where you can arm yourself?
Well, some of my things are still there, so.
All right. Tavern it is.
It's an abandoned tavern. It's not, like, full up of people just sitting around here.
Well, shitty. Let's find a place that's got some drink, comfort.
He says, well, there is drink here.
It's old again.
All right. The guards, they start off on their horses, but you notice that they're not exactly racing towards the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
They yell back, we don't want to, you know, this one needs some rest. Not going to. Yeah, see you later. Jade, he takes you guys to the nearby tavern. He points to the barrels in the back and everything, and he says, you know, you can tap this one, and this one's probably the best aged one over here, and here's where the liquor is, and I'm going to go get my sword and bow and stuff.
Yeah, why exactly is it empty? But we still don't know where they all went. Well, do we think they're all in the woods with the witches or something?
You do know that some of them did make it to the encampment that the mayor met you at.
Okay.
But as for the rest, yeah, I mean, I guess they could all be in a wood party with the witches.
Do we think that we can make this place defensible to sleep?
You don't think you're going to be snuck up on through the woods or something inside this building?
We do have guards. Guarding is kind of what they do.
You sent them off, though.
Yeah, but yeah. They... we sent them off to do something or they aren't going to come back?
No, I sent them to get the mayor, but...
Oh, to bring him back? I thought you meant to send him... Yeah. The encampment.
No, I just wanted to go get the horse back and more than anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they were going to be back pretty soon once they went to get the mayor.
Oh, fair enough. I thought you could send in the guy to get help and stuff. Sorry. Yeah, they come back and join you at the tavern then.
Okay, so does that mean the mayor's with us still or did he get taken to the camp?
Yeah, he's with you now then.
Okay.
So he's not getting out of this mess.
And the other injured guy, is he still here? Did he get...
Yeah, he's with you guys as well then.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's rest up here. And then in the morning, when we head out to get the witches, we'll send the guards back with the other injured guy. Sound like a plan?
Sure.
So we can, like, rest up, make sure that everybody's good. We can question the mayor if we want anymore, or talk to the other guy. And then after we rest, we can head out and then send them back to the encampment. Does that sound good?
Unless we just want to take everybody with us into the woods.
We could. I mean, I'm all good for, like, making that mayor, like, die horribly.
I mean, maybe he could be valuable in some way.
Is this one of those stories where the coward gets redeemed at the end? Like, sacrifices himself?
Be interesting.
I don't think this mayor's the type.
Maybe accidentally.
You're redeemed! Fuck you! Did we die?
Not yet. Welcome back.
Not yet. Oh, no.
I think it was the same day you had left the encampment and arrived here at the village. It wasn't too far away. So it's not too long of a wait for dark. And being in the tavern, there's some candles lit and everything. You guys do get a long rest here.
Sweet.
But it's an early morning. It's still dark out when everybody's awake and getting around. The ranger, Jade, does look like he's in better condition. Kind of stretches out a bit. Testing his arms and stuff. Does a couple practice draws on his bow. Well, I appreciate that drink you gave me, by the way. What is that? Never tasted anything like it.
I know, unique, right? In my younger life, I was a pretty successful merchant, and I sold that, and, you know.
Well, if I might ask, why have you stopped selling it? I mean, this seems like a fantastic drink.
It's a long story. Let's just say I, at one time, suffered from poor life choices.
And that was another cure to it?
Well, I didn't get dragged by the horse. Every poor life choice person has a different, cure, right? The mayor's was that.
Yeah, I'm on budget now. I'm a better man. You know, I'm telling you.
I'm going to slap the mayor and say, liar.
I like the way you think. I put a coin in my hand and I do like a little sleight of hand thing. I say, choose the right hand. We'll let you free. Well, it's not a very high roll.
Oh, come on. So, left hand.
I slap him with the right hand. Liar.
Oh. No, I know it's your left hand. I can do the same trick too. See, just let me go. I'll show you.
I scratch the back of my head with my left hand, and I drop the coin into my shirt. And then I come forward and I show him no coin.
Oh, you dropped that into your shirt. I could hear it.
You didn't hear nothing.
I slap him and I say, lies.
Stop it.
All right, I cut him free.
It was your left hand, though, right?
What you're going to do is lead us to your wood witch friends.
Oh, that's not a good idea, really. We should just... Wait, you mean you're going to attack them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, pleasant chat. We might hire we might hire some trolls to take care of the witches. Who knows?
Oh, I know. That was my idea. I know where to find them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Ready the horse.
This bridge not too far from here.
Find me a new chair and a fresh horse.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I was going to do it, but, like, you came along. So, like, why would I, right?
There's no redeeming this guy. Anyway, you're going to take us to where the wood witches are, or at least where you met them, to hire them.
Craigslist.
Yeah, don't take us to Craigslist. Because if I have to read one more message about your missed connections, and it's all you, I can tell. It's your handwriting. To the witch that I saw in the wood. I don't know if you noticed me, but I noticed you.
I hear a sound at the door to the tavern. It sounds like something's touching the door handle, and you can see that Jade gets perfectly still.
Someone can. It takes a spell slot. I only got three, and every time I get something in the cannon, it takes one of them. So I only have two spell slots a day.
They found us. The witches have found us.
Well, that saves us some time. Go into the door. You're the mayor. Go answer the door.
You see him kind of step forward towards the door, and Jade he whispers to all of you. He says, I don't think those are the witches. They'll sound like animals outside the door.
Do you think it's the druids?
His eyes narrow a bit as you can see that he's looking at the walls to this tavern, and you see like shadow figures walking past, like pacing. He says, I think it might be something worse.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's Mayor Sidge. Who's visiting our fair town?
What do you suggest, Jade?
Hello? And he says, hold on. And he goes to one of the windows and he's going to peek out. Hold on, let me roll a stealth check.
Damn.
Yeah, not bad.
21. That boy is stealthy.
Stealthy motherfucker.
He comes back and he says, werewolves. You have silver?
Aw.
Maybe my darts are silver? I don't know.
Oh, no. What level do monk's fists count as magical weapons?
Is it 5 or 6? I know it's fairly early.
I don't know. I should know.
No, it's okay. I don't remember. I've been playing this game for 20-some years.
We don't need silver, do we?
I think we just need magic or silver.
Well, I suppose I'm good then.
I think it's 6. Yeah, starting at 6th level, your unarmed strikes count as magical for the purpose of overcoming resistance and immunity to non-magical attacks and damage.
Wait, you think they're werewolves? Olita, here. And the mayor comes running past you guys and goes behind the counter and comes to you with a bunch of forks.
Oh.
It's like, these, you could throw these as darts.
Wow, nice.
Okay, then.
I know I've seen you before. I've seen you do this.
I can throw darts.
I offer you the rapier. It's not going to be very good, but it's still magical.
Okay.
You're not proficient with it, so it's just going to be your dexterity. So it'll be a d20 plus your dexterity to hit, and then it's a...
Okay.
By the way, as you go to hand that to Alita, the mayor's hand comes out, and, you know, like a misconnection right there.
Well, this is awkward. Get the fuck away from me.
Well, I know how to use a rapier.
Good. Here's a chair leg.
God damn it. Well, good luck, then.
Oh, you're fighting with that chair leg. This is your map.
There's a bang at the door.
Are the guards missing at this point?
If you look around, you see them behind a table, yeah.
Oh, okay, they're inside. They weren't outside guarding.
No, they weren't outside.
Protect the other guy and guards. We don't need to, you know, don't come in as reinforcements, but don't come in unless you're needed.
We could always, you know, I don't know, hire some witches to take care of these.
After a few minutes of silence from the banging at the door, Jade says... Are they still here?
Gonna ready an action to just blast the first werewolf I see in case one of them comes through or something.
Do I need to do a stealth check to get to the door or go to the window or to just walk up there or what?
Well, that's up to you if you want to stealth up there. But it, as you're moving towards the door, you see that sunlight is coming in, like the sun is rising.
Okay, well, I'll look up. I'll stealth up there. I have disadvantage. 7.
You kind of run into a table and it, you know, it scrapes across the floor for a moment.
I look to the mayor. Shh. I'm not stealthy. All right, and then I'll perception check out the window for 15.
All right, you do see the werewolves running off into the woods, and in the sky you see that the moon is going down.
So would this be like a history check to find out about werewolves?
What information are you trying to get specifically about the werewolves?
We were like, can they only be out at night or something? Like, if we're not sure why they're running just because of the sun.
It'd be like a nature check for that information, I would guess.
Nature.
History check would be if you wanted to recall something about the werewolf culture or something like that.
Okay, well, I got a 12.
They're not specifically tied to the moon or sunlight, but they tend not to like to be out in the daylight where they can be easily seen. They'd rather hunt in the dark. And you do know that silvered weapons are not necessary to kill a werewolf, but they are definitely useful in that if you don't have magical weapons, silver's pretty much the only way to damage them.
So, Mayor, did you know that you have werewolves?
Well, I mean... Werewolves and witches, pretty much the same thing, right?
Not that I know of.
The wood witches, they like to work with werewolves. At least that's how the stories go. I've only seen a couple werewolves with them.
I look to Jade. Are those the stories?
He shrugs. He's like, I've never actually met the wood witches, and the stories tend to vary quite a bit. If I recall, one of them, a couple of the stories mentioned werewolves.
So are all of these things showing up? Because of what the mayor's done. Do we think that the werewolves are in league with the witches? Is that our thought here?
Are you asking me or the others?
I don't know anyone.
That or he just hired werewolves to take care of the witches, or maybe he hired the bears to handle the werewolves, and then the bandits to handle the bears, and then the witches to handle... confusing.
How did this happen, Mayor?
Well, if I could expand a little bit on some of the tales, the witches tend to take the hair of people and then they curse them, that they become lycans, werewolves, essentially.
No.
Do you think these werewolves were your villagers?
Well, how can one ever be sure of such a thing?
So that's a yes.
Pretty much everyone in the room that's not a player character, you know, like the guards and the Jade, they all nod. I didn't think they were true. I just thought they were witches.
Mm.
So you helped me take care of the werewolves?
Is there a way to cure werewolves?
Well, if there's one person that knows about werewolves, it'd probably be the witches.
True.
Getting more and more... crazy. Well, I have an idea. It's not what we're talking about, but also an idea that's the same. I have what they call infusions. I can infuse 2 things, I think. And if I get rid of one of them, I have 2 infusions I'm not using that I've chosen before. You have a quarter staff, right, Alita?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I can do is I can make something magical, but I have a returning weapon and reloading weapon. So like I could take a crossbow and make it reloading so you wouldn't have to load it, keep shooting. But I can make your, whatever weapon I use to make this, I can make it magical. So you wouldn't have to worry about silver. I think it'd be good to do that. So I'm going to get rid of my plus have. I don't think you'll ever use your quarterstaff to throw it.
No.
But it would make it a plus.
If my darts were magical, like never run out of them because they'd somehow come back to me.
Well, yeah, you'd throw one and it'd just come right back to you, but it's lower damage than your quarterstaff. I guess up to you. If you want to, you can use a light crossbow. If you find one of those, I can give you one of those. That's a D8 damage for range.
Oh.
Or I can make your quarterstaff. I can make that magical. That's a D6 damage.
Well, so we would lose out on the returning, though, right? If we did that.
I mean, you could throw your quarterstaff. It'd come back to you. I just don't think it'd be very good.
Right. So you just have an extra...
Well, an artificer kind of makes magic items kind of thing.
Okay.
They're like a tinkerer.
Okay.
So I'm using them right now, but I can get rid of like a plus one to my attack, which is fine because I have a plus eight anyway. So it'd be a plus seven.
Okay.
To give you magic, which then makes you do full damage instead of half damage. So I think it's more important to make you more effective than make me a plus one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can use this. I have a spear for something because that's thrown too. You can throw the spear, so it'd be returning. And if you held it with two hands, it'd be 1d8 damage instead of 1d6, which is the same as your quarterstaff, but you could actually throw this.
Okay.
Why I have a spear, I don't know, but I do. So
Jade goes to the front of the tavern, to the door, and opens it just slightly to peek out, but he opens it wider to show the door to you, and you guys can see that there are a bunch of scratches in it, but there's also a note that appears to have been nailed to the door, and he takes it off from the nail, and he reads it. And he says, well, that simplifies things quite a bit. And he shuts the door and starts walking to you. And he goes to hand the note to Alita. Alita, on the note, it's kind of a scribble, but it says, give us the mayor and you can leave and there will be peace.
Any idea who it's from?
Jade shrugs and he's like, the werewolves, I guess.
And the werewolves are likely affiliated with the witches.
What does peace mean?
Never had the chance to ask. Should we try to track down the creatures? Seems like we could ask them that before we give them the mare.
Right.
What do you mean, right?
Well, we want to know exactly what the terms are. This is kind of vague.
What? After all I've done for you?
What exactly have you done for me? Or your people?
I gave you a fork.
Yeah, that sounds like the complete list.
I think there must still be a spoon in your mouth.
What does that even mean?
Silvered. Funny.
Look, I know that I may have messed up, but you don't give me to a witch, right?
I mean, it's tempting.
You did kind of start this.
Look, I just wanted my people to be safe, not be, you know, harassed by bandits and bears or druids or whatever.
I heard a rumor that if you throw a mare down the well, it would cure lycanthropy. And he just wants people to be safe. And seeing how we're going by rumors, like, you know, where's the nearest well?
Oh, come on. You are just joking, of course.
I'm just staring at him.
What?
Keep staring at him.
Oh, fine. Let's go meet these werewolves, see what they have to say.
Dude, awkward stares. I used your trick. Irfan, I used it. You proud of me?
Very.
Look, maybe you're right, okay? And he says as he starts to walk towards the door. So maybe I do need to put this to an end, to put it all to the rest and... You know, sort out my business and get my people back.
I motion to a guard to go grab him.
No, come on, I'm doing what you guys said. What? Why manhandle me again?
Jade, is there manacles in this town? Do you have like a jail?
Actually, no, I don't think we do have like a proper jail, but I mean, I guess I don't know where we could keep them secure.
No, I was thinking more like just, you know, I don't want to keep using my rope.
I could use mine.
Okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to sanitize this rope.
He nods and laughs and he's like, all right, don't worry, I'll take care of this. And he ties up the mare again. As he's like looking outside, out the door, he says, actually, looks like they left tracks for us to follow.
That makes it easy.
They're very obvious about it, for whatever that's worth.
Is that the direction you were thinking of taking us?
He nods as he's checking the tightness of the rope. It's like, there. Well, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So Jade does lead you along the path here. You arrive at a small clearing in the woods. There's tall grass here, and he seems worried and says to you that that there may be stuff hiding in the grass here, so I'll just be on your toes. He says, but this looks like where they want to meet.
Is the grass dry?
Not like immediately flammable, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, Diamond's not with us, so I'm not really worried about burning down a whole forest. Or maybe I should be.
If you make the suggestion, Jade says that might be a good way to make sure the deal doesn't work.
Yeah, I care about the deal. I really do.
The mayor says, oh, yeah, should burn it down.
Well, not burning it down. When the poor life choices guy tells you that's a good idea, you know it's a bad idea.
He says, no, we should meet with him. Should definitely not burn down the forest. Oh, hell.
So I think we should just take the mayor with us everywhere. And then whenever we like go in front of like, we have two paths to take. Which one would you choose, mayor? And then just choose the opposite.
So Jade starts out into the grass clearing and the guards follow, though they have their hands on their weapons as they walk out. And you see somebody lift themselves up from the ground and emerge from the grass. And they just look like villagers. Jade stops and so do the guards, and Jade says, Kenneth, and one of the villagers says, Jade.
They do that like very manly met like nod.
Yeah, like as though they know each other and everything.
I nod, Kenneth.
Just leave them with us. The town will have no more problems.
I mean, besides, you know, the wandering group of lycanthropes going everywhere, and the witches, and the bandits, and the druids, oh my.
The druids are being taken care of.
What exactly do you want with him?
Let's just say he's not going to be seen again.
Well, here's the problem. One, he owes us money. Two, he's kind of has a job now.
He owes us money.
Are you going to change the lycans back into people so they can actually populate the village?
Jade kind of, without looking in your direction, kind of leans back and says, I think these are the lycans.
And they just want to have a lycan village now, basically?
I think so.
And what about the witches?
We won't be needing to worry about them either.
Why's that?
We'll be making tribute to them.
I'm guessing your tribute is the mayor?
It'll be our first.
So that doesn't sound like peace to me.
It's the option where you get to walk home.
How many of these lycans are there?
At the moment, you only see two, but you know that there are more. Are you asking him how many of him there are?
What do you think, guys? We actually trust him. A question like that.
Great, you can ask him. I mean,
how many of you are there?
We have the numbers to overtake you. There are at least 20 of us nearby. More are coming.
I'm wondering if you're all the families from the village. I mean, are you really happy being lycans?
Couldn't be happier. We're freer, stronger. We don't need this person to protect us anymore.
Well, this dude made some poor life choices. I don't see any issue with handing him over as long as there's peace.
Well, he certainly wasn't protecting you in the first place, but why do you want to be at the mercy of the witches now?
They'll keep us safe. Much safer than he ever could.
Well, how about you keep yourselves safe? We take out the witches, and you govern yourself.
No.
Why?
Now that we are what we are, there is no reason to be afraid of them.
I say give them the mayor and let them figure it out.
Sidebar.
Yeah, what are these tributes going to be?
Turning thing, right? So I imagine we move away so we can talk amongst ourselves. Can we let werewolves roam the countryside is one thing. Also, we can't take 20 of them if they're just...
Plus teamed up with witches... Yeah. And taking out all the druids.
I mean, if there's like five or six, maybe.
Maybe we need to team up with the druids for this.
Yeah, I don't see any other option, really.
And maybe go back to camp and get all of our soldiers that are there.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few, wasn't there? Okay. Well, give him the mayor. And because he's a piece of shit. Take Jade and regroup.
Where's the mayor as you're discussing this?
Front. With the guards, probably?
Yeah, one of the guards has him.
Okay.
I mean, do you guys think? Just give him the mayor and then live to fight another day? Or do we shoot these two and see if they're really being truthful about their 20th?
I think we have to walk away at this point. We really might need to gather an army to take this on. Because I think what they're offering in exchange for the mayor is not peace. That's the problem.
Yeah, I agree. The witches are going to demand more and more tribute. And this could be a big problem. Erevan?
Well, I think for now our only option is to give him the mayor, but we should talk about this with the king and his advisors, decide if we should come back with troops.
See, you want to go all the way back to the king. You don't think we could just use the troops that are at the camp close by?
There's 20 freaking werewolves. I don't think a camp's worth of troops is going to be enough to take them on. Not to mention a bunch of witches.
Only four of them.
I feel like if we could just talk to Diamond, she'd be able to talk to the druids.
You would.
You hear a bit of rustling near the tree line that you guys are standing by. The white-haired witch that you had fought back at the house appears out of thin air and is now present in front of, near all of you. And she says, "So have you decided?"
She's not dead?
No, she's not dead.
Puddles! Good to see you.
Ariel, my name. It's Ariel.
Ariel Puddles, yes. You want the mayor. How long does that buy us?
That would buy you peace forever.
You're never going to take another villager as tribute?
No.
What will you do with your army of Lycan?
They can live as they wish.
What do you require as tribute?
As you may know, from time to time travelers come through that may be a problem.
Problem how?
Well, you know, get a bit drunk, decide to start a fight, get rowdy, they try to hurt somebody, and they'll just bring them to us.
I walk up to the mayor. Well, mayor, it's been real. It's been fun. It's not been real fun.
Enjoy your new overlords.
They're gonna eat me.
If we're lucky.
That's just kind of how poor life choices ends. Sorry.
You're no better than the witches.
Never said we were. By the way, Mimsy will be great at Mordville. Kick him in the pants.
You kick the mayor in the pants?
Yep, to make him go forward.
A look of defeat. He takes a few steps forward and falls to his knees.
Talk to you later, Puddles.
Yeah, she doesn't look too amused, but she smiles after a moment. And she disappears into the forest herself.
I feel like we lost as we get far away from the clearing.
Moment after you say that, you hear the mayor shouting, "They're going to get them. There's a lot of guards that way. They're going to get them and come back for you. Don't you see you need me?"
What do you think? What do you think about this, Jade?
I think you might be onto something with the druids.
Maybe we should get somewhere where we're not outnumbered. Think of a strategy. I don't think we were going to get out of that unless we did what we did, right?
Let's pick up the pace.